sunshine smoothie. Serves two small bears.
Spidey uses his web shooters to swing above the city. His feet and hands can also stick to most surfaces, which makes wall crawling easy too.
First, let's meet the amazing Goliath bird-eating spider. The biggest spider in the world.
His eyes shone with warmth and intelligence. He was also in possession of the most magnificent wings you've ever seen.
World Book Day is all about celebrating the magic of books and reading. RNIB is proud to support its mission to give every child and young person a book of their own, making all the titles available in audio and braille. Here are the two books for independent readers. First, A.M. Dasso's Boot It.
"Come on," I shouted, looking back at Sammy as we raced down the corridor towards the sports hall. Sammy's shoes clobbered the tiles as he came up close behind me, panting.
"Ali, wait, have you got your pen?"
he asked.
"Mine's in my bag outside the lunch hall."
Yeah. I slowed down to feel around in my blazer pocket. A few spaces had come up on the football team because some year eights had moved school in the Easter holidays. Mr. Clark was talking about refreshing the lineup before the under-13s County Cup coming up in May, so we'd play football at the park every day in the holidays to get ready for the trials. Sammy was so fast at dribbling, it was hard to keep up with him. We'd taken turns to man-mark each other, and were both really good at it now. We'd practiced taking loads of penalties against Mark, our best goalie, hoping we'd all get picked to play for the school. It was finally our time to shine, and I couldn't wait. "Let's go to the park after school again today, yeah?" I said to Sammy, as we approached the notice board outside the sports hall. "I've looked up some more drills to try on YouTube."
"Which ones? I thought we'd covered everything."
"Found some for receiving the ball on the back foot," I said, watching Sammy gawp at the board. We'd run all this way because we thought we'd be the first to write our names down, but there were already two on the list.
"Hello, I'm A.M. Dasu, and I want to tell you about Boot It, my £1 book for World Book Day 2023. In it, Sammy and Annie dream of playing for the school football team. They practice in the park every day and work hard on their skills, but they're made to feel they don't belong on the team because of the colour of their skin. Annie just wants to tackle the ball on the pitch. Now he's being forced to tackle the racism in his team too. But can he, when he's told it's just banter? Boot It is an exciting and powerful story of friendship and booting out racism in sport once and for all. I hope it empowers you and you enjoy it."
Also for independent readers is Being an Ally. Real talk about showing up, screwing up and trying again by Shakira Bourne and Dara Alison Levy.
"That's so... Oh, wait. You thought I was serious with that title? Yeah, sorry about that. Being a good ally without making mistakes is like eating popcorn without dropping any on the floor. It's possible, but let's be honest, it rarely happens. For instance, let's try this quiz. Question one. You, an able-bodied person, see someone in a wheelchair moving through a doorway. Should you A, rush to open the door for them? B, leave them alone? C, ask them if they want help? D, it's complicated? Question two. You, a white person, want to show support for a Black Lives Matter protest, so you A, post on social media? B, attend a protest? C, write a letter to your local paper? D, do nothing. It's performative and you don't want to co-opt spaces for Black voices? E, it's complicated. Question three. On social media, an old friend you haven't talked to in years posts a cruel meme that disrespects transgender people. Creeping around her other posts, you see a lot of problematic content. Do you A, call her out and put her on blast? B, unfriend her? C, write a long, passionate DM about why her stuff is a mess? D, it's complicated? You guessed it. Being an ally is complicated.
Hello, I am Shakira Bourne.
And I'm Dana Allison Levy.
And we want to tell you about Being an Ally,
our one-pound book for World Book Day 2023.
In this collection of true stories, YA authors get real about needing an ally, being an ally, and showing up for friends and strangers.
This book is about using what power you have, no matter how big or how small, to be an ally. It's not about being perfect, but about trying and screwing up and learning and trying again.
This book is for everyone because we all can be allies.
Hello everyone, my name is Natalie Evans and I'm one of the contributors to Being an Ally. Being an Ally has been chosen for the £1 book for World Book Day 2023 and I am so excited. Being an Ally is all about how you can be an ally and where to start. My chapter is called Why Didn't Anyone Else Say Anything and it's about standing up for injustice.
Also available, but in Ireland only, is One Stormy Night, a Hazeltree Farm book by Alma Jordan. And in Irish is Rita Agus an Dragan by Mary Zeff. And finally, for little ones in Wales, is Gwisg Fancy Cow by Annie Lynn. Apologies to any Welsh or Irish speakers. Blind and partially sighted children, and any children unable to read standard print due to a print impairment, are able to choose one free audio or braille book from the World Book Day list of 13 titles. Just call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or email helpline@rnib.org.uk to get your free book.